In an initial filing, WeWork announced liabilities ranging from $10 to $50 billion and will seek to cut non-operational leases. In a press release, CEO David Tolley said the office-sharing firm will seek to strengthen its capital structure and continue to invest in its products and services. Once valued at $47 billion, WeWork ran into issues in 2019 when it ditched its plans to go public when investors expressed fears over its business model. The COVID-19 pandemic and rise in popularity of remote working was a further blow to the company. Regulatory filings show WeWork has office space in 777 global locations, and the company stated back in September that it's here to stay. William Denslow, New York.